At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crap Is, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Bruvs. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
How are you, my precious little munchkin?
Oh, I'm great. Just having a great day so far.
even better, because we can see each other. We're on Crappens On Demand. I'm still in the same clothes I was in yesterday. How about that?
I'm wearing my vintage Big Brother Season 10 t-shirt that I got when I went to a live taping of that season, and I won a t-shirt during the audience warm-up segment.
Yeah, I was like still in junior high then. That's nuts. everybody, thank you so much for being here today. It is Pump Rules Day, which is great. I love a good Katie crying episode. Okay. I love a good Katie showing up to an opening to cry and make it about herself episode. That's just what I'm here for.
Totally. But I'm actually, oddly enough, sort of on her side.
I figured you would be, Ben.
I'm contrarian. And that's what's going to
make
days.
This a spicy show. So, spicy. Everybody, thanks for being here. Don't forget, the Crappies are next week. The LA Golden Crappies for 2023. The award show. The esteemed award show. We're going to be at the Wiltern next Friday night, the 24th. Super fun. A lot of fun guests are going to be there. Okay. Let's put a little class into our sentences. And you guys are going to be there. Dressed adorably. We're going to have so much fun. Get your tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com. There are also live streaming tickets to this event. This will be professionally recorded and streamed by Moment House. You can find a link to the Moment House tickets also at watchwhatcrappens.com. The night before, we're going to be in Phoenix. That's Thursday night. We're going to be doing a little in a ceremony held before the Golden Crappies. We're going to do some pre-awards there, so hope to see you guys in Phoenix. And what show are we doing in Phoenix, by the way?
You know, we haven't actually decided.
Miami, right?
Potentially Miami. I'm trying to think because Miami would make the most sense. When we're both flying in that morning, right, into Phoenix, so that'll be enough time for us to take the notes, right?
We'll see. Miami.
We'll see.
Or as much of Miami as we get notes for, and then half Crappies. Who knows? But it's going to be a great show. And we're going to like 20-something cities this season. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com. Check out your city date links for tickets and all that good stuff. Also, our Patreon is where you'll find these Crappens On Demand video recaps and also our bonus episodes. This week's bonus was a trip through ChatGPT.
Oh, God, you guys have to listen to this one.
Artificial intelligence that is just coming out everywhere, taking over the world. It is so funny. Go listen to that. We had a great time.
This sneak preview is that ChatGPS said some very damning things about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Okay. Very, very damning things.
Was so fun. Okay. So today, here we are with some Vanderpump Rules. Darling!
This season's so good. What the hell happened? It is so good. I don't know. Do you feel the same way? Because I am like, I finished the episode and I was like, okay, this time I really do feel like Vanderpump Rules is back, because last season, after the first episode, I was like, guys, Vanderpump Rules is back. And then it wasn't back. But this time, I think it is back. And I tweeted out, and normally when I think it's back, but it's not back, people say, I thought it sucked. But this time, I said, why is Vanderpump Rules so good? And everyone's like, I know. So I'm like, is this the comeback season? Has it arrived?
You know, I don't know, because I've been hurt. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm in a relationship where I've been hurt, and then they're like, I'm going to change. And you're like, okay. And then it doesn't really change, but you had so much hope, and then it hurts more because you had the hope. You know what I mean? So I'm not really sure. I don't know. I don't believe in anything. That's how I feel. There's my positive attitude for the day. Well, I believe in nothing.
I love that. I love that. Well, first of all, I think the things that I'm responding to, in summary, very quickly, I think the stuff between Katie and Tom Schwartz is like very real. So I respond to that. I think actually Raquel as the surprising center of the show has been really good. I like it's like a new Raquel. She's liberated from James. She's showing like a range of emotion and responsiveness that we've never seen before. I don't know. I think I'm like, I'm really digging it.
She's trying a lot of new words that she doesn't really know, which I think is so cute, you know, because Raquel's just kind of that little doe that doesn't quite know how to walk yet, but it's trying, you know, and you're just like, every time you're driving around, you think of that little doe, you just know it's on the road and you don't want to hit the little doe, you know, and you're just like, supporting it.
And I think I'd like that in her interview outfit, it sort of looks like she put her head through the sleeve and put her arm through the head hole, right? It sort of has that look where you're like, ooh, you went through the wrong holes and now everything's a little sideways and wrong. But I like that about her, that she would do that.
Yeah, I really am surprised that she's coming through as the lead kind of this season. And I didn't really think of her as lead energy. And I never would have guessed her as someone with lead energy, but she's coming through with lead energy. You know,
it's she's like a whole new person. Yeah, I think it's great.
I think she's the same person. I don't think she's different at all. I think she's exactly the same. She's just forced to string more sentences together because she's not around James Kennedy all the time, taking up all the spotlight, you know?
Yeah, but there's like something, she's no longer living in fear and she's now just living in anxiety. You know, she's like, oh, I don't know how to live in the world. I have to. I was going
to
say, woman.
I don't see any difference to me. She looks like she's still totally afraid. So I'm not really sure what you're talking about. But now that I see that you put fear and anxiety in the same bracket.
It's just like a subtle difference, a subtle flavor. And Lisa Vanderpump, she's not dressed like a magician anymore so far. I think that's a good sign. I think the worst seasons of Vanderpump Rules were during her magician era. And now that she seems to be back to shiny blouses.
No, are you kidding? Those were great seasons. Her magician era was Jax's last season. And that's when that started, you know, wasn't it?
Well, Magic. Her magician era was, I feel like it was like season 7, 8, 9. Which one of them, Jax's final season, but remember Jax's final season was also like an adulting season, et cetera. I think
it was the decline. It was a declining season. But you know what? Like magic gets slicker. It's not glitter jackets anymore. Now it is shirts that are buttoned all the way down to your belly button, which is what she's wearing this year. So now she's just more modern magic. Also, I find it very interesting. Yeah, she's like David Blaine, like, you know, like with her shirt unbuttoned down to her belly button, like, oh yeah, well now I've made a bunny up here between my boobies. Magic.
Yeah, well, at least, as long as she doesn't go into the Criss Angel camp and she like suddenly has like dark mascara and some sort of like heavy metal t-shirt on, I think we'll be okay.
Another thing that happened this week is Vanderpump really did what everybody on Beverly Hills should be doing with Erica Jane.
I mean, yes, she did.
The way that she questioned Lala, I was like, how could you not have known? Darling, of course you knew. You've been with this man. You know, which we'll get to later. But she really went for Lala.
She
went
it. She would not hold back. She was like, I want a broken bird and I want one now.
Yes. Like, if Brand can't break you, little birdie, I will do it myself. She really went for it. And then Lala tried to pull her victim. Like, how could you? I thought you were my friend. And then she was like, no, I'm just yelling at you because I care about you. And I thought that was very interesting because that is definitely what's been missing from Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here's the ex-queen of Beverly Hills giving it to us on this show. I know the situations aren't the same, and I don't want to compare the situations, but it's hard not to because Lala is literally making them sound like the same situation. I mean, she's pulling an Erica Jane, and I think Lala's really coming for her Real Housewives of Beverly Hills diamond, and I think it's cute. I don't think she's going to get
not.
That.
She's not there. She's not there. Oh, before we go any further, let's also give a shout out to the Reality Is podcast. We just recorded a guest spot over there with Noor, and we talk about Bravo, et cetera. So be sure to check out the Reality Is podcast. I think it's going to be up later today or tomorrow.
Yeah, we love Noor. So thanks for having us on there, Noor. It was great catching up with you, girl. So here we are. I'm very sad. See, and here's the thing. You're saying, is it the season where it's back? This is why I'm not sure. First, I thought what you did. It's back because it ended. It was last week's ending where Raquel's just staring into the camera like, duh. Like the camera's hidden in a plant and she's just realized she's on TV. Like, what?
She's like, it was like a fragrance commercial almost.
Yeah.
It was like not, what's the opposite of infinity? It was like finite, a fragrance for women. Like that's what she was in.
Infinity. So I like that. But then when it said previously, it was James Kennedy like, hands up in the air, everybody. And then Charlie going, we're taking a shot at work. Big girl squad. And I was like, this show is doomed. This show is fucking doomed. Okay. What kind of previously are these?
Yeah. And Charlie wasn't even on this episode, which is a good thing. It's good. By the way, that's the other thing. They've focused the show a little bit more. There's just not quite as many characters, not as many people. It feels a little tighter. I think that's to the show's benefit. So that's why we're not seeing as much Charlie. And we're seeing a surprisingly large amount of Peter so far for the first time ever. But I just feel like everything's like a little tight. And I know what you're saying because when I saw those previews, I was like, is this going to be more about Charlie being like, single girls? But it wasn't.
Well, I think they're not pretending anymore that this show is going to be about anybody else or anything else. It's just like, we don't care if anybody works here or not. This is the cast. We're not going to try and add people. We're not going to try and make it anything different. I just have to say there's guys out there cutting down the trees from the freeze last week in Austin. It knocked down all the trees. So there are guys out there like collecting the trees. One of the guys just blew his nose on his hand and then wiped it on my fence. Just, I'm watching him. That's what I'm watching. I'm watching a kid literally wipe his snot all over my fence. That is disgusting.
Well, that's like about as appropriate for segueing into Vanderpump Rules as any other image could be. And yes, hey, we
kid.
Did ask.
He's pretty cute. I should say, you should go to Hollywood, kid. I got some connections at a restaurant called Sir.
Yeah, we did ask ChatGPS to describe Jax, so that was fun too. That's something to listen to for the bonus episode.
Okay, so here we go. Schwartz and Sandys. Okay, the sign looks great. Schwartz is showing up in a Gilligan bucket hat again. Worried. Yeah. You know, that shows my worried side. Greg, the business partner, is like hanging a picture. Like, fucking idiots. Anybody know how to hang a goddamn picture besides me? Jesus, did I make a mistake?
Yeah, Greg is going through it. He is watching his money just go down the toilet. So the Toms walk in and there's a guy named Brett there who's a general manager. And Brett has like, Brett is crying on the inside and he is debating all his life choices. And he masks it with this smile that's like, like it is as wide of a smile,
service smile, like hi, and I only speak in platitudes that really mean nothing at the end of the day because I'm Brett and that's just how it goes. Another day, another dollar, am I right, guys?
Yeah, he is going to lose his mind if it's not already lost. And it's like a day or so before the big Daily Mail party, guys. Big Daily Mail party coming around the corner. And they're all doing like last minute things, etc. And Schwartz, of course, is like, oh, Bubba employees, what about my bucket hat? Do you guys like it? Tom says it's not playing well. Oh, and Brett's like, looks great to me. I mean, I love that we're concerned about the bucket hat when we've got exposed wires at every table. Yeah, so happy.
Brett's like, I have something to add to this conversation. It's not all fun and games, guys. Nice platitude from Brett over there. So Greg's like, listen, we got 2 days to get shit done. We don't got a chef, and there's our order pulling up right now with tons of food. We don't have a staff prepping. Come on, what the hell? Are you guys doing interviews? What are we doing? And Brett's like, we need people to do the event, and if they're capable to stay on pass, then good. But right now, we're going to take what we can get, because that's what we do to just keep moving, boys.
Yeah. And Schwartz tells us about how Greg has been their partner since day one, and that he's like a seasoned pro, and he's like opened all these bars and restaurants. And even though he could be like really rough, it's just like because they were a little inexperienced, and that's why he's like a little rough, etc.
Guys, we only have one shot at a first impression. I was like, is there a battery in fucking Brett?
He's reciting taglines of Head and Shoulder shampoo. So Schwartz is like, he's just going to do just every hair care. So Schwartz goes, oh man, we have a lot of stuff to do before we open for the general public. We need to hire staff. We need to install POS systems. I'm like, I understand what POS stands for, but really on this show, like it's so appropriate that they have to install POSs, right?
Yeah, makes a lot more sense on this show. So they've done nothing. Just nailing Jack's wall. The restaurant looks cute, but
it does.
They've done nothing. Sandoval's just sitting there, literally playing with his Claire. His Claire. I'm sorry, I was thinking that Claire actress.
Clarinet. Claire Huxtable. Clea Duval.
He's playing with his Clea Duval hair. And they're just confused about what to do. And Brett's just walking around saying platitudes. And then Schwartz goes, oh my God, we know what to do. You brought your trapper keeper, right?
And he's like, dude. And he turns around. He's like, oh, dude, it's there. So now it's like, so now it's time for interviews. So the first person up on America's Next Best Cocktail Waitress is Daisia. Pronounced Daisy, actually, but spelled Daisy. Yeah,
it's so LA. This, it's either Utah or LA. The spelling of Daisy: D A Y S Y, D A I S Y E. Come on,
Daisy, Daisy. It's like not Kanye. It's Daisy.
Hey, so, how about you sell one of those vowels and get a haircut? Okay, you need one. Yeah.
Daisy sounds like it was like from the Black Lodge. Like it was like someone speaking backwards, like this, yeah. And you're like, oh, Agent Cooper, get out of there.
Because if you look at it, it looks like her name is Dicey, which I actually like more. I think she should go by that, Dicey.
I think if her name was like Daiso, that would be amazing. I spent like an hour in Daiso last week.
Did you? Put an N on it and get to work.
Hey, don't turn my leisure time into work time. That's not fair. I was buying small little boxes and
things. Put an end on that and get a Dyson and get in here and get to work, boy. So Schwartz is like, okay, so where do you work? And she's like, something of WeHo. That's probably horses. The actual name.
By the way, she works at Horses, which is like one of the blazing hot restaurants in the city right now. That's like, I'm like, why would you leave Horses?
Well, that explains her haircut. She has horse girl hair.
Horse girl energy. That's something we learned about on Below Deck Adventure.
Below Deck, yeah. She definitely has horse girl energy. So he's like, wow, what's your favorite dish at Horses? And she's like, blood sausage. I was like, gross. Come up with something less gross. Get out. I don't like that blood sausage. You should say cereal. Something that everybody likes.
Cereal. Yeah, she goes on about the blood sausage, and Schwartz goes, oh, I'm so sold. I'm going to eat some blood sausage tonight. I mean, we have too much work. I can't have blood sausage.
Sorry, I can't come have blood sausage.
Greg is like, this fucking guy eating blood sausage when we've got to put up another starry night above the tables.
And so we just see clips of different people interviewing one guy. Sandoval's like, this one says personal trainer, bro. And he's like, yeah, that's not fully updated. How perfect! You couldn't type up your resume addition to the one restaurant you've worked for 2 weeks.
I know.
You're hired. You're going to be perfect here.
Who would have thought a personal trainer? So Rossiano, that was that guy's name. He actually gets the job. He appears later on. Actually, I think Rossiano and Desier both get the jobs.
Dicey definitely gets the job, but we don't get to see the girl with blue hair interview. I wanted to see her interview.
Yeah, I wanted to see actually several of their interviews.
Yeah, I want to see the girl with blue hair and see if she's really like a Marge Simpson off, you know, like cousin or something. It's just like, hey, I'm here. Tonight's specials, things with umbrellas in them. Which one do you want? So which color umbrella do you want?
Ooh, you have a really good Marge. Wow. So
a lot of Benson and Hedges smoked to make that Marge.
Yeah. So and then there's this girl named Sarah who's like, she's like a waitress in the South Bay or something like that. And she has these really long nails. And so Greg is standing behind the bar being like, this is the best that Craigslist can do. And he's like, so how do you wait tables with those nails? And she goes, very easily. He goes, seriously? She goes, yeah, because when I have the nails, I'm kind of like a babbage. He's like, what? Babbage. Babbage? Babbage. Babbage.
A babbage. That's a white girl with those big, long, crazy nails. Like trying, she's trying.
Trying to be Lala. She's actually trying to be. Yeah,
she's just that kind of white girl that the rest of us are like, please stop, please just stop. Okay, you're not helping anybody here. And she's like, yeah, I'm a babbage. And Greg just goes, what are you saying? The fuck out of here with that. Like he hates her guts.
All the candidates leave eventually, and then the Toms are like, they all settle down, and Schwartz's like, I liked everyone. And Craig's like, I didn't.
Because we got a lot to do. A bar, get a uniform, concentrate on that. And then Brett just pops up. He's like, guys, time to put our best foot forward.
Poor Brett.
It's like bleeding out of the eyes, just stressed.
I just want to be there when he sobs.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's Come.
Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's like your personal assistant for healthy living.
So you take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like to eat, and more. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you a delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use.
Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. We love this place. It's like, I like eating this, this, and this. I'm a vegetarian. Eat some fish sometimes. They send you all these groceries that all fit into exactly what you like.
Yeah, I have an issue with snacking in that I always want to snack, but I often snack on things that aren't always as good for me. And it was really great to get all sorts of healthy, nutritious snacks from Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Watch What Crappens listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life.
Just go to hungryroot.com/crappens to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies.
That's hungryroot.com/crappens. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. Well, I'm getting to that age now, Ronnie, where I see myself on camera and I can see the back of my head. The hair is thinning out. And honestly, I mean, I have to imagine that the past few years, the stress in our world, in our lives, has impacted it.
I mean, your hair is never just about your hair, and Nutrafol knows that. It could be your job, your deodorant, your hormones. It could be almost anything that has almost nothing to do with your hair. And that's why Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair health, addressing the problems inside to help hair grow on the outside, supporting your lifestyle, not just your hairstyle. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Address your root causes of hair thinning with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRAPPINS.
Nutrafol.com, spelled NutraFol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
Commercial.
So now Peter takes Raquel to La Boheme. Have you ever been to La Boheme? I've never been there. I'm not eating at
that depressing ass fucking place. Who wants to eat at a place called La Boheme? Fucking just kill me at the end. No thanks.
So Raquel looks so pained. She looks so unhappy to be there. And also, by the way, wasn't the whole premise of this date that Peter was like, hey, so you wanted to get those it really bums me out you didn't get those nachos, so we got to get those nachos. So he takes her to La Boheme. This is not a nacho place.
Is it really nice? Because they have one of those neon signs and it says, don't be a wallflower. You're the one against a wall, fucking hypocrite sign. You're literally on a wall.
Thank you for pointing out that sign's wall hypocrisy.
I was pissed. I was like, judge yourself. So then Peter's like, huh, I think I overdressed, but you said it's casual, so I got to go between casual and dressy. Peter, you're in the same shirt you wear every fucking day. The white button up with the black buttons. What are you talking about?
People at Banana Republic are like, oh, he's coming back. So Raquel's like, yeah, you're in like a happy medium. So then she tells us, she goes, seeing how James is with Allie, it makes me realize there's still a part of me that's holding on to the relationship. And that part is getting yelled at by James right now. So I think it's time for me to move on.
Peter is just such a cheese ball, okay? Peter's such a nice guy, and he's also very good looking, and he also works, okay? But he is also such a fucking goober. He's like, hey, let's order a bottle of rosé. Also, the tuna tartare looks good. I was like, is that because that's the only thing you know because you work at fucking Sir? Why would you come from Sir to order tuna tartare anywhere? And then he gets the rosé and they pour him a taster and then it's a chilled rosé. Okay, he goes.
Sniffs it super deeply. Notes of tuna tartare. What if he just always asks? Is he that asshole who like knows of like a certain dish and just asks about it every place? Like he goes to like an Indian restaurant and goes, do you guys have any sort of tuna tartare kind of thing here?
Yeah, I think because Vanderpump thinks that she is, it's fancy to her, it's her favorite, so he thinks it's very fancy. So he's being very impressive by ordering this fancy thing, but it's like, girl.
For the record, I would kill for some tuna tartare right now. Now that we're speaking about it, I'm like, that sounds so good to me right now.
I'd love some tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce is great too.
Just tartar sauce on anything, really.
I still want to watch Tar.
I just finished it last night. Wow, what a film. And you were right. What an asshole that Kate Blanchett is in it. I mean, I knew she was an asshole because she really does play such a snotty asshole, you know, but wow, what a movie. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I'm gobsmacked by that one. I was like,
wow. I want to see it. It's a high priority movie for me to see. It's just that I have to finish season 3 of Succession and I have to catch up on Love Island UK. I'm so far behind and I have extreme stress.
You can't go from Tar with an accent on the A to Love Island.
You literally can. That is the most natural transition. That is gay entertainment. Gay entertainment, you can go from one thing to the other very quickly and easily.
Well, you know, I was very proud of Kate Blanchett. I was like, you were just getting better and better, ma'am. Also, congratulations on getting what you deserved. And that's all I'll say about that. But after watching Vanderpump Rules for this many years, it's nice to see someone finally get what they fucking deserve. Okay.
Well, so I have to enjoy that ending. Do we let the cat out of the bag?
No.
Our special guest is Kate Blanchett for the Crappies. Do we announce that yet?
Yes, Kate Blanchett playing a cello solo.
She's our special musical guest. Yeah, I mean, she is campaigning for an Oscar, and hello, this is what we call an Oscar stop. Okay, Kate, we'll see you there. Literally my dream. Could you imagine if she came? This is what I do. I make a joke, and then I actually indulge myself with the joke. Anything can happen. That's why Peter's on a date with Raquel. So so Raquel is like, I don't know if going on a date with Peter will help me get over James, but they say your taste buds change every 5 years, so maybe your taste in men do. It's like, Raquel, stop licking Peter's arms.
Maybe your taste in men do, too. It's like, oh, Raquel. I love Raquel sentences. And she's like, I'm not really that hungry because I've been on a carb diet after the pageant. He's like, oh, really? You were in the pageant? How'd that go? And she's like, well, I placed top 15. He goes, well, that's an accomplishment, right? She's like, Miss California is very competitive, but it was also heartbreaking because it was my last pageant.
She goes, I'm too old now. And I love the look on Peter's face trying to understand the concept of being too old for something. Like, what?
Peter, whose shirt is like coming apart at the buttons because it's so tight. And his long hair that was stylish in the early 2000s, you know, just staring at her like, what?
And then Raquel lightly adds, throws her hat into the political arena, goes, Donald Trump decided that when you reach the age of 27, you've reached your peak. So this was the last chance for me to take home the crown.
And she goes, it sent me into a deep depression. And he goes, wait, 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 wait. Deep depression? Are you still in a deep depression? And she's like, no.
You are. And she's like, she's sobbing in La Boheme. that her pageant days are behind her. And for some reason, I felt extreme sympathy for her. I was like, I actually, like, normally I would ridicule this. I mean, I'll still ridicule it. But I was like, but I also understand this is, like, what she lives for. And she goes, I don't know. It's hard. I'm trying to figure out my life. But, like, obviously I can go back to school and get my master's and help special needs children who probably would really need my assistance. Or I could be single in Rio. I don't know what to do.
She's like, I've peaked. Oh.
Look at me. I was at the top of the mountain, and now I'm just facing an abyss of sadness.
Ending,
I
mean, at 15.
And I don't think that Peter realized in that moment that he was the abyss of sadness. But
yeah. Yeah, I think that, you know, that, look, if Donald Trump has just told you you're peaked, and then you find yourself sitting across the table from fucking Peter, I mean, how are you supposed to feel? You know? Bless her heart. Confused. So bless, he gets her up to hug her, and then she just starts crying more. And she's like, man, you know, breaking free from this relationship. She's doing her hands like this, where she's like doing spirit finger cage in front of her eyes, then kind of looking out. She's like, you know, I'm like, I'm trying to figure out my life, and like breaking free from this relationship scares me because like everyone seems to have their life figured out, and I just don't know what's up. Name one person that you know that thinks they have their life figured out. Please. Who? Sheena?
Seriously.
Who?
Literally no one on the history of the show has ever figured out anything.
Yeah.
So
don't worry about it. You're fine. This is Bravo. You haven't peaked until, you never peak on Bravo. You can just get more and more rancid and horrible year by year, and we will keep coming back to your wilted cabbage ass. We love it. This is Bravo, ma'am. Okay. Hugs.
Yeah. And she basically, she's like, for the past 5 years, James has paid for everything, and now she has to pay for things, which is great, but it's expensive. And just another storyline. One that Lala probably wanted to spearhead this season, usurped by a cast member.
Yes. But I like that she's like, yeah, and now I have to pay for things and it's expensive. And Peter just goes, like, I'm not paying for this. You know that, right?
Yeah. So now we go over to a place called Sugared and Bronzed, which is like, you might as well just call your establishment Sticky, because that's what you're basically saying, Sticky. So it's Lala and Katie going to, like, it's a spray tan sauna kind of place. And they want to give themselves a fresh old coat of paint.
Coat of paint.
Is that a phrase? I'm questioning myself. After a Raquel scene, sometimes I question language, you know?
Yeah. No, I get it. So Lala is like, do we have to wear these things? She means the plastic caps. And she's like, yeah, I usually hated them because of my ears, but now they're pints. Now they're pints back. So
Lala's going to really ride this like post-ear pinning liberation storyline. Like, I'm a new woman now. I can do anything. My ears are pinned back.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what she's doing with that. But, you know, I mean, I'm sure it's making a lot of us thinking of getting our ears pinned. I was thinking of it. It's like, what do they
do?
Do they tie it to your face? I mean, I don't know. What do they do?
No, but you don't need to. I think I love when ears stick out. I think it's so cute. I think it's a great feature. But by the way, yours don't really stick out, though.
Well, it's not that they don't.
Your ears are literally
smushed, like, because I've been wearing earphones.
I was like, I can't even see your ears from
here. I know, because they've been smushed by headphones, but the thing is, they're just getting big because, you know, as you get older, your nose and your ears get bigger. My ears and your nuts. My ears, though, are the worst. They're getting so big and floppy. But I mean, I don't care. I don't really care. It's just like seeing it on TV, so I'm considering it. I'm like, do I need that?
But that's different from pinning. Pinning is just when they're like out, you know?
I don't know. I don't really know. So, but I would like to get an earlobe reduction one day. I think one day I'm going to have maybe them just cut off an arc around my ear and just make it smaller. I've always wanted little munchkin ears.
Okay. Well, like little hippos. You know, like hippos have those tiny little ears.
Do they? I feel like hippos do. No, because those poke out.
No, but they're so tiny and cute. Look at the hippo ear.
Have you ever seen when somebody gets their ear bitten off? I just want a hole on the side of my head. I think that's really cute.
Go hang out with Mike Tyson.
I'm going to bring that in style.
I just want to say, if you do a Google image search for hippo ears, it's just the most adorable thing. It's just the best.
Like, I won't do it because I'm never going to be able to concentrate anymore. The rest of this episode, I'll be like, oh my God, I just saw a hippo hug a golden retriever.
Everyone stay tuned to Ronnie's Instagram because later this evening there will be a regram from the Dodo about a baby hippo.
I love you, Dodo. So they're talking about James's DJing at the opening and Lala's like, yeah. And you know, the guy that I met at the Hotel Ziggy opening, I've been texting that guy. And Katie's like, are you going to hang out? And she's like, yeah, Thursday. Do you want to come? And Katie's like the third wheel. I was like, what are you complaining about the third wheel? What else have you been the past 10 years? You're used to it. Get over there. Have some fun. Let some guy pay for your calamari, you know?
Yeah. So then they start spray tanning and Katie is topless and Lala's like, you have good nipples. I'm like, you got great. She's like basically saying like, wow. And you got like great body or legs or butt or whatever. She's basically complimenting Katie and Katie's like, wow, oh, thanks girl. And last time someone complimented me, my tits and ass was, oh God. Well, now you know why I got divorced.
Oh, please. Last time you third wheeled, you got a marriage out of it. Come on. Get on it. So Lala's like, yeah, well, you can walk into this place, this restaurant, and not feel responsible for it. So that's going to be fun. And Katie's like, nuh-uh, because I'm still taking the brunt of this shit. Like, he'll be like, can you take the dogs because of the bar? And I'm like, I can't with this bar excuse. I can't keep holding up the brunt end of the rest of your life. Stop talking. Stop talking to him. Cut him out. There's no reason you still need to talk to Tom. Go do something. Go join a stitching bitch. Join a grinder. I don't even care. I feel like Katie would be one of those girls who just shows up on Grindr, like just seeking friends. And then people are like, fuck you. You know? I would be fine with Katie
on Grindr. Convenient narrative. This is an all-gay app. That's a convenient narrative.
Yeah. Now, listen, I don't have to be someone's huge fan to say, you are better than this. You are gorgeous. You are smart. You have the best hair you've had in years. You don't need that fucking loser. The best thing you ever did was dump him, okay? Now, stop taking care of his dogs, first of all.
Yeah, I think you
would give him away or cut off custody. Tell him he can't have the dogs anymore, like Raquel does.
Yeah, one thing that I think is that joint custody of pets amongst a couple that's broken up is frustrating because it always brings them back into each other's lives and causes drama, and then all the friends have to hear about it. So I say that in this case, I would say, Katie, just give him the dogs or just don't let him see the dogs. Raquel gets it right later on. It's amazing that Raquel is more advanced on the dog front than Katie is.
Well, Raquel is like an unprogrammed remote control. You know what I mean? Like, you could still... she's still got a lot of buttons that you can program. Like, hey, could you automatically turn on Netflix or whatever? Like, she's just... Bless her heart. Because later she says, yeah, I didn't know what boundaries were until Tom Sandoval said, you need to set boundaries. And then I was like, huh? And then I did it. Wow. Well, congratulations. I hope the next one is like making scrambled eggs. You know, got a lot of useful shit you can learn. A new little baby bird.
Oh, God. Not a unprogrammed remote control. And like one of those, are you thinking like universal or just like one of those like random ass?
No, you know, one of those ones they used to sell them at Best Buy where you could, it was called like the One True or something. It was like the One or something. And it was like a big ass remote control. It was like $100. So you're like, why would I pay $100 for that? But then it had all these buttons you could program. You could be like, I'm pressing this. When I press this button, it means I want input number 3 at this volume or whatever. You could program them all fancy.
Yeah. Which is great, but then you wind up having to be like the Captain Picard of your living room because when people come over, they're like, how do I turn on the TV? And you have to like run across to the sofa to take it out of their hands before they fuck everything up. Because if you use that universal remote the wrong way and you like turn on the receiver, but before the TV, then the entire ecosystem is destroyed and cannot be restored until the next day.
That's what happened. When it froze in Austin, we were traveling last week. And so my family came to stay in my house and I came back. The TV was frozen because they were turning on the things in the wrong order. There were random lights on that have never been turned on because I have everything on these dimmers, you know, that you program the dimmers. And so I say code words to Alexa and then Alexa like sets the scene. It's like the living room lights come up to half and the kitchen lights go down to half. You know, it's like I'm a queen, you know, so I've got it like all programmed like a stage, and they don't know how to turn anything on. They don't know how to turn anything off. They couldn't go to bed. They don't know what switches for what. And then things are like timed to come on at different time of the day and the night. They probably left here like, just stressing the hell out.
It's like going to a hotel. Can we just, this is an order for hotel people of America and the world. Can we get some consistency on where to turn lights on and off? Sometimes it's at the base of the light. Sometimes it's up there. Sometimes it's on the wall. Sometimes it's on the far, like sometimes it's right by the front door. Can we just have like one switch? We just, I swear to God, every time I go to the hotel, there's 5 minutes of me fondling lamps up and down. I'm like going like this, trying to find the switch. I'm like literally jerking off a lamp until finally, and it's like, oh, guess what? This switch is on the wire and it's all the way under the desk. It's like,
I hate that. Yeah. Yeah. So see, Lala is still like basically new and programmable. So that's her heart.
Raquel. Yeah.
Who did I
say? So, you said Lala. Lala is...
Oh, Lala. Lala's like a, no. Lala is like a remote that just...
She's like an Apple TV remote. She's an Apple TV remote. This sort of like skinny thing that has like some interesting qualities, but generally doesn't do everything you need it to do.
You barely touch it and it scrolls all the way to the end. It's like telling you what to do.
Yeah, that explains why my remote just got married to a guy for a Range Rover.
Yeah. So let's see here. So they're just talking about this restaurant. And then, of course, Lala makes it about herself. It's supposed to be a like building up Katie scene. But of course, Lala can't have that. So Katie's like, yeah, like we're broken up. So like, how do we even navigate it? Like, do we see each other on purpose? Or are we just like, see you around? I mean, how does that work? And Lala goes, oh, yeah, I spoke to Tom. And I don't know if we can have that soft space anymore. Because like, I'm just not in that place where I can't practice compassion. I just can't practice compassion anymore. And Katie's like, why?
Why not?
And she's like, yeah, like even with my sponsor, I'd like go back and practice steps. And I said to her, I just want to feel safe again. Because like, you know, like right now, it has to be enough for me not to drink. Because I can't, that's all I have for my baby. That's all I have. I was like, can Katie talk about sharing custody of the dogs?
I know. For crying out loud, Katie, just let her have like a brief moment here, okay?
Well, Lala's just trying to rewrite her history. She's like, I mean, I'm always strong in my sobriety, but when I found out about Randall, I mean, a casting couch, Randall, again, how was I ever supposed to know that? It's going to make me drink again. It's like, were you just blackout the whole time you were with him? You used to brag about BJs for PJs. That came out of your mouth. So what are you talking about?
Classic Lala.
It's time for a commercial. It's time.
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it. Yes, they sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume.
I'm for a Crappens commercial.
So now it's 24 hours until the Daily Mail party, and Sandoval and Ariana are at home, and he's like loading boxes of glassware, just stuff for the bar, into a U-Haul truck, and they need to go get a sofa. And Ariana's basically saying that she hasn't seen much of Tom lately because he's been so busy with Schwartz and Sandy's. And she's like, my love language is good sketch comedy, but failing that.
My love language is yes and. But
it's also quality time, although quality time and sketch comedy are sort of one and the same. So I need to go on walks. I need to experience new sketch comedy together with my partner. And right now, Tom is, I don't know, he's like the quality time is sort of collapsing and is just collapsing in bed and passing out. No but.
Yeah, and this is kind of sad because it's just like one of those errands that you're like, do you want me to come? And he's like, yeah, I mean, sure. It's like, yes or no, Tom. Being like, sure isn't a yes or no. He's like, I guess. Okay, could you just say yes or no, Tom?
Well, possibly, maybe.
It's like, all right. So she goes with him. They go to this, you know.
Vintage shop,
which is your meemaw's couch that they're trying to get $3,200 goddamn dollars for. Are you fucking kidding me with that? That couch he was looking at, it was $3,200.
Wow. I didn't even see the price tag on it. That's absurd. $3,200 for that. That should have been like $700. It's a vintage shop, you know?
Yeah. Have some respect.
This is their third sofa that they've had for Schwartz and Sandys. We see a montage of them loading in two other ones. And so Tom's like, yeah, you know, it's, you know, like, you know, or Ariana's like, yeah, you know, you guys like to get it wrong twice. Like, yeah, you know, like it really sinks in when you screw up on the third time. That's what my mom refers to as Tom College.
And she's like, well, who's going to carry it to you, Hall? Because, like, I'm just here to say you're killing it. You're doing great. And he's like,
yeah, I'm going to pay for this.
She goes, okay, then I guess I'll just chill here. She just sits there and, like, looks around the store. It's like, okay, I think I'm going to need an Ariana cheats on Tom season. No offense, but I'm going to need Ariana to rob a bank.
Yeah, have Ariana or just go to Magic Mountain. Just ride a roller coaster. Just give her something to do, for crying out loud.
Yeah, so, I don't need a divorce season. I'm not saying no. Don't Tom or anything like that, but I'm definitely going to need something. Like
vandalism.
You know what? Maybe going to like rescue kittens from places that they don't belong, like homes that should never have had a kitten. You know, maybe like she sees someone in the grocery store and she's like, oh my God, that person's mistreating her kitten. I can just tell. And then she goes and kidnaps a kid. Like, I need something.
What about her going to Costco and her doing Yelp reviews of all the free samples? And she just goes through and she's like, I don't like this one.
Just like ruining grandpa's lives, you know, being like, he really didn't sell this gelatinous chicken. They're like, you're fired, Papa. Get out.
Are we just have to assume that her sandwich shop with Katie is dead because wasn't Rand going to be an investor of it? Like, we haven't heard anything about the sandwich shop.
Well, I've seen them post on Instagram like, don't worry. She says it. She says about it. It's coming. And then it's like,
yeah,
heart, whatever the restaurant's called. Like, she's going to talk about it maybe if she says it prettily. Whatever the sandwich
is. What sandwich is like. She made a sandwich. She sandwiches by Sheree. I forget what it was called. Something about her sandwiches. Wasn't that what it was? What? Something about her.
Something she about said her meats. Something about sandwiches, possibly, maybe. And it's
she sells sandwich shells by the seashore.
Yeah, something like she said it. I think it's coming up. They're going to get this restaurant out of the way, and then we'll get to talk about this new restaurant. So Lala comes over to LVP's house. Like, they're just best friends, you know? And I love that Lala's always done this. Like, oh, yeah, me and Vanderpump, we just hang out all the time. We're like best bitches. So she comes over, and she goes, Lise.
Yeah, she comes over and she is fully expecting this is going to be a scene where she cries. And then Lisa does the thing with her lower lip where she sort of pouts it down. And it's like, oh, la, la. That's what she thinks she's going to be getting. But instead, Lisa has a whole different idea of how the scene is going to go. So they show up and Lisa's like, oh, darling, you got your new puppies out. Oh, Vanderpump puppies out, if you will. And she's like, yeah, they keep wanting to bust out for you. Oh, little glamour puss. I said puss. How terribly scandalous of me. Puss.
She's like, yeah, I'm blonde and single and ready to mingle with a baby on my hip. Like, who wants to be a stepdad? And Vanderpump's like, oh, come on, you're not ready for that. She goes, oh, you know I'm all talk. Yeah, you know it. She goes, well, what about James? You've had to shag with him once. Oh, more than once, bish. Yes, Lise. Yes, Lise. Shit's on my face, Lise. Fuck me standing up.
You told me once. Okay, settle down. Stop trying to hump my peppermill. You said once with James. Now you're not always honest with me, Lala.
Well, it was a lot more than one. So we would just drink and I sit on his face.
She's like, oh, okay. Well, cheers to that, darling. Cheers.
Was he awake or were you trying to suffocate him, darling?
So Lala's like, well, I've been in kind of a hole. Oh, what do you mean? Hold on one second. I did not realize we had a broken bird scene coming up. Let me get my tools ready for maximum breaking downage. Here we go. Okay, now begin.
Do you mind if I pull out a feather duster? Or would that be too much? So she goes, what do you mean? And Lala's like, well, I'm happy, but it's like there's just this weight of going into custody battle shit, you know what I mean? And she goes, oh yes, that LA Times article was brutal, and you know, I was reading about it while I was reading about Muhammad, my dear friend Muhammad, in the next pages. It's been quite a season of all of my ex-friends being indicted for things in the LA Times, darling.
Just oh God, that LA Times article was absolutely, positively brutal. Of course, I'm talking about the one that said that fedoras are now out. Sorry, Kyle Richards. Brutal for her. Brutal. Fedora's officially out.
She's like, oh, but if you're totally honest, I mean, you must have known that there was something going on. Think back, Lala. Think back. Doodle-doo.
I know the thing back.
Like, why are you putting your hands in my face? You're thinking back.
Was Lisa Vanderpump trying to solve a crime? Think back. What did the door look like when you locked? Was it ajar? Think back. I mean,
so it's a funny. Lot. And then it says 3 days earlier, and she's like, he is being accused of running a casting couch, using assistants to run drugs, and they added up to $25 million in lawsuits. I was like, who do you think was bringing you your coke? DoorDash? Come on. Of course it was your fucking assistants, you weirdo.
So Lala's like, think back, sis. Do you think that for the past 9 months, I have not been spiraling and thinking, how the fuck did you not see that? Like, no, I actually don't think you thought that at all whatsoever. But okay, let's go. Come on. You're not feeling sad enough. I want to really break you down. So let's go back to the beginning. Let's be like Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Shall we begin at the beginning? Okay, right at the beginning. Did you see any signs the way every other person saw the signs? Tell me, Lala.
Was it red and yellow and green and black and scarlet and brown and ochre and peach and ruby and olive and violet and fawn and lilac and gold and chocolate and mauve, cream and crimson and silver and rose and astra and lemon and russet and gray and purple and white and pink and orange and blue? Go back to the beginning, Lala.
Was wow, how is that still
greens,
in my head?
Greens, nothing but greens, parsley, celery. Oh, sorry, I went to the wrong place.
Wrong musical. We'll get to veggies soon.
Lala, come on, plant. Go through your memories. Memories.
So Lala's like, don't you wish? Don't you think I wish that I said, where have I seen this house before? And she goes, but all those kids that he had, didn't you think about where they came from? What about that? I mean, you say you were blindsided. There were urchins there, darling. Do you think they just fell out of the sky?
Darling, how many times a day do you say I was a stupid, stupid idiot? How many times? I just need you to say it on record. Say, everyone was right. I was wrong. Lisa knows best. Say it, Lala.
And she's not letting her go. And I just love it. This is the energy Beverly Hills needed. And yeah. Lala, and you know, it's risky here, right? Because Lala, no matter if Lala knew or what, you know, of course she knew and she didn't care because there was money there. She didn't start to care until the money was gone. I will argue that till the day I die. Now, that said, she was still married to a piece of shit and she did still have a child with this piece of shit. So I understand that the stuff she's going through now is real stuff. I don't think anybody deserves the stuff that she's going through now. I don't think deserves it. I don't know that I would use the word deserves it,
but it's more
but
like
you can't act surprised and you can't act like you didn't, you weren't a complete fucking monster in the name of gaining a couple of Al Pacino movies. You know,
I almost, in a weird way, I don't fault her for falling for the situation because it's intoxicating. It's an exciting thing. A producer, all this stuff, who knows what daddy issues that she had. And I'm not saying that in a sort of callous way because I know that her father has passed, but like what sort of, like what, what damage she brings to the situation. It's a very intoxicating thing, and that's why it happens over and over and over again. But then to be like, well, I couldn't believe it. It's like, that's where it's like, that's where she really falls flat, you know?
It's the whole trying to rewrite the casting couch stuff, and she's just so shocked and this and that. And then, okay, so I'm just pulling up a link right now to read from the past, but we'll get to that. So Lala's like, of course, but I was 25. I met someone head over heels for me. And LVP goes, take a breath, darling, take a... She's like, I'm not going to take a breath with someone. I mean, you're supposed to be my friend, Lise. And she's like, you're too smart for it. That explain it to me. Explain it to me, Lala.
Pretend I'm a six-year-old who's very wealthy. Explain it to me. So Lala's like, oh, clearly I'm not smarter. Okay, it's not so, it's so not true. I know what the outside world thinks of me. Look at that extremely talented and charismatic whore. That's what they think of me.
Well, she says it like, she goes, I know what the outside world thinks of me. Like does this, like, look at me. Of course they hate me. And then we see Jax going, go give some blowjobs for Range Rovers. And Katie saying, what are you upset about? I called you a whore. Call it like I see it. And Sandoval, it's like 2 days ago. Yeah. Sandoval saying, well, maybe she should know not to get knocked up by a dude like that. So Lala's like, I know how all of this looks. Look at me. I just didn't know you were thinking that way about me.
Like, no, darling, I wasn't thinking it. I was just laughing about it, okay? So I'm just thinking, I love you, and I know maybe some mistakes were made along the way, maybe from the very, very beginning and all the way up until 5 seconds ago, but I love you, and that's where I'm coming from. I just want you to cry and cry in my arms so I can repair you.
Yeah, and she's like, and I just think that Lala was blind to it because she persuaded herself it was what she wanted it to be. But when someone is waving that red flag, watch the red flag and then wonder how they got the watch right off of your wrist. Shows Lala's watch. Magic!
So then Lala gives us this amazing spiel. She goes, Lisa, so okay, he goes to me, he says, I'm seeing a therapist and she's going to tell you that I was not married and you didn't wreck anything. So I fly to Arizona and this woman, whose hair was half red and half yellow, she looks me in the eyes as I am sobbing and nothing is adding up. And she says to me, his ex was a codependent. He tried over and over to tell me that this marriage was over. I'm sorry. He tried to tell her the marriage was over and it's not your fault. And so in that moment, Lisa, I let go and I started to believe him. I started to believe him because a lady in Arizona who said she was a therapist says he was okay.
Meanwhile, they're playing clown music. So the editors are not buying this either because they're playing the old Vanderpump Rules. And she's like, and nothing about it was truthful. And I've had so many conversations with the ex, and you know what she told me? That they used her as a couples therapist when they were working on their marriage. I was like, why is that so shocking? The Range Rover he gave you was the same Range Rover he got the mistress that he was cheating on Amber with before you, and you knew it. You bragged about it. So now she's making it sound like, oh, she thought they were broken up. Okay, so this is the articles that was coming out at that time when she was going after Amber Childers on Instagram, writing all this demeaning shit while she's fucking her husband. Yeah, but I mean, it's just because she's rewriting this and it's ridiculous. So she puts on her Insta, when his baby mama wants to be a somebody but is basic and boring as they come, she doesn't even get invited on a press tour. And then she wrote, honey, watch me rock the rocks. And she was posting a press tour of her at Cannes with posing like some 20-year-old, like posing with all these like old established stars, acting like she's really made it. Oh,
the Martin Scorsese movie, the one that was like that Al Pacino movie from like 2 years ago?
Probably, but the picture that they're showing is this one. I don't know if you guys can see it. Let me get it more on the screen. But it's just her face, and then she's showing all the diamonds on her finger, and one is the Power logo from the show Power that he produced. So it said, Lala deleted the post about Amber soon after it was shared, but, you know, the internet is forever, basically. This is from Reality Blur, by the way. The press tour her post is referencing is her recent trip to the Cannes Film Festival with Randall, blah, blah, blah. While Amber hasn't addressed Lala's post publicly, she was asked about it in comments. People are like, what the fuck? And just moments before we published this, Lala took to her Instagram to claim she was hacked. She didn't say that exact word, but she said that
because there's some hacker in Russia who's like, you know what I want to do? I want to speak on behalf of Lala from Vanderpump's Rules. I'm such a huge fan. Huge fan.
So then they also post these Amber via text message attacks from Lala that say last month and shortly thereafter, Amber shared Lala's mean messages with her fans and followers on Instagram. Amber even labeled Lala as the mistress. Lala had texted her, when your child comes to me with what you've said, there's going to be a problem. Enough with that. It's as low as it gets. I'm nothing like you. First, I can hold on to a man. Who says that? Saying that to someone while you're fucking their man, like that they're still married to currently. First of all, I can hold on to a man. Secondly, I have a job. And thirdly is I never get engaged to someone 2 weeks after the ink is dry on my divorce papers. Oh, so I'm wrong. So this is when Amber was re-engaged. And then Amber said, be kind to unkind people. They need it the most, even the mistress. So Lala's like, I'm just some innocent. I thought that they were divorced, et cetera, et cetera. I can't with you. Come on.
Well, because now she does this whole thing about, I fell for every single thing. So she fell for all the lies that Randall told her about. And then she went and flaunted on social media all this stuff that you just said. Right. So she fell and flaunted. And so the LVP was like, well, I haven't had contact with Randall since the day Bundy gave birth, and he wanted to come over and see me. And it turns out he's a literal Rumpelstiltskin. He did the exact same thing. Baby was born and he can't try to take it.
And I didn't want to choose sides, but Panty's child is playing opposite Al Pacino and Bruce Willis, an animatronic version of Stuart Little. So yay for us.
Also, let's not forget that Lala forced all of her friends to sign NDAs about Randall. So nobody could speak about anything that Randall was doing. So if Randall was never doing anything wrong, why the NDAs? So Lala's like, well, it's just so strange that he would want to come over here and have you remedy things when he's had like a girlfriend since I gave birth to Ocean. They met in March 21st and she moved in 2 days after I left. She's like, are you kidding?
Well, it's all downhill after you, darling. Give them Lala, am I right?
So then we go over to Raquel's apartment where Graham the dog is looking at some food, like fruit. Half with suspicion. It was like fruit. There's like fruit and some cheese right on the floor. And Graham is like,
she got a strawberry, I think, and a banana or something, and just put it on the floor. And he's looking at it and then looking up to her like, Why? This a living, breathing animal before? Because you know that's what I want to eat right now. Fucking, what is this, a smoothie bowl?
I think he just knew it came from Sir and was like, oh, I don't. Even I have limits.
Strawberry tastes like tuna tartare.
So poor Graham, he's sick. So there's a knock on the door and it's Sheena. Hello! Oh my God, your new place is like so cute. And I brought you rosé. Wow, this is like everything you need. This is so cute. Oh my God, your dog's crying. That's so funny. Hi!
Brother, sister, balcony. So nice. Wow, home sweet home. I can't wait to hear about your date. Give me the highlights. No, give me highlights. No, seriously, highlights. I think I look so cute in the highlights. What do you think?
Also, do you have a highlighter? I'm trying to remember the lyrics of my new song. Thanks.
So it just cuts to Graham staring at the fruit. And Raquel's like, yeah, he doesn't feel good, so I have to take him to the vet. And Sheena's like, does James know about that? You can tell James. She goes, no, I don't do it anymore because I just learned what a boundary is because Tom Sandoval said, I need to set boundaries. And I said, what's that? So I set a boundary and it means James thinks that Graham is dead now.
I called James and said, Graham got hit by a train. So Raquel is like, she's like saying she needs a clean break. And then Ariana shows up yes, I agree. Very smart. So Ariana comes over with like a plant. And for some reason, this cracked me up because Sheena's like sitting on this little couch and Ariana has this plant and she comes in. She's like, hi. And Sheena's like, I'll scoot over. Because I was like, you know that like in like three episodes when they get into a fight. You know what? Like, I do everything for Ariana. Like, I scoot it over for her. Like, I come in. Like, I'm like a good friend. Like, I'll scoot over. You know, like, I'm always the one that scoots over. But, like, no one scoots over for me. It's just, like, it's hard. It's just, like, hard because, like, when you're the one who's, like, always scooting over and, like, no one scoots over for you, it's just, like, I'm such a good friend to people and they don't realize how hard it is actually to scoot over because, like, it's sort of hard on the butt and, like, you get some static and, like, you have, like, you touch a doorknob and you get, like, zapped. And it's, like, all because you scooted over. You know what I'm saying? It's just hard.
Oh, my God. That's so true. And she's also like, well, I guess Gramps still has a voice because Gramps like barking. And I was like, I love seeing those little digs, you know. So then Ariana's like, hey, got a housewarming gift because, of course, you don't come to someone's house empty handed. And just cut to Sheena like,
I scooted over. That was my gift. So then Ariana, like an extension falls out. She's like, I lost an extension. And Sheena and Raquel go, oh my God. They're like, this is terrible. This is a national tragedy.
So they start teasing Raquel about making out with Peter and dating Peter. And Sheena's like, yeah, she's cried on 2 out of 4 dates. Ha! And Ariana's like, yeah, I think he has feelings. I mean, it's not hard to understand why he would. I mean, you know, his last relationship was B. Arthur, and Ariana's like, yeah, I'm just loving Raquel out here finding herself. It's like in Forrest Gump.
It's like, no, please don't. Please don't give Raquel a Forrest Gump. You can't do that.
Raquel's like, life is like a box of M&Ms. It's like, oh no.
So you never close. Know which ones have peanuts in them. So she's like, yeah.
He's I like, want to offer you some chocolates, but I'm setting a boundary.
Like in Forrest Gump, he just runs and then the leg braces like break off. It's like that. But like, run, Raquel, run. And I was like, poor Raquel.
Please don't put Raquel on a shrimp boat. That's all. My only request. Don't have her shrimping.
There's shrimp. And then there's other shrimp. And then there's other kinds of shrimp. And then there's also another kind of shrimp.
She's just in news footage behind JFK.
Raquel. She can't name one kind of shrimp.
I don't think I can name more than, I'm just like shrimp.
Got fried shrimp. We got, well, what's that? Shrimp. Yeah,
I only saw Forrest Gump once. Once was enough for me.
So Raquel's like, yeah, I just don't have an inclination to make out with Peter when I'm sober. And they're like, oh yeah, that's not good. She
tell him, yeah. So then, meanwhile, we cut over to James. Well, we go over to James, and James and Allie are at some lunch spot, and James is clearly went to Sugared and Bronzed, and he got the deluxe package, because he basically just looks like caramel. And he's like, isn't this cute, Allie? Remember, isn't this cute? She's like, yes. She's like, yeah, and aren't you cute? Yes. And you look so pretty. I mean, I haven't met a girl with as much pretty hair as you. You've got the prettiest hair I've ever seen in my life.
She's like, I hate you complimenting me like that. He's like, are you excited for me? The opening of Schwartz and Sandy's. Isn't it going to be amazing? I'm going to have the prettiest girlfriend out of anybody there. I can't wait to see everybody. Show you off a little bit. Look at you. You ordered a hamburger. Only you can order a hamburger that cutely. That's amazing. Eat the hamburger. Do it. Do it over the table. I don't want it dripping on you. It's the prettiest dress I've ever... She's like, I can eat a hamburger, James. Jesus Christ.
The prettiest hat I've ever seen. Prettiest hat I've ever seen a little girl. So, I actually really like that she said, I know how to eat a hamburger. I was like, okay, there's a little bit of hope for her. So then we got over to Schwartz and Sandy's, and it's like 2 hours until the party. And it's last minute preparation. And
there's Brett.
Yeah. Everything's going to be good. Everything's going to be okay.
Ready, steady, go, team. And Schwartz is like, dude, I've been sampling batches. I'm getting a little toasty. Well, you better start spitting it out, bro. I'm more of a swallower, not a spitter.
Oh, I'm excited for Katie to come here and see all this. I don't need to go to therapy to know that I cannot blame this place for the demise of our marriage. He's like repeating like lines that he had been told to him. And Sandoval's like, I would actually say it's a good portion of why you broke up. And then we cut to Greg 2 years ago saying, You know, it's, you know, I've seen people, they start off in the restaurant industry and they got homes and families, and then 3 years later they're living in their cars because they've lost everything.
He goes, yeah, bro, I mean, you did lose your house. He goes, yeah, and all my money. Ha ha ha, good times.
Well, so Ed Sandoval says he's really grateful for Ariana because they've been like ships in the night lately, and he's like really happy that she's stuck in there.
And then Brett's like, hey guys, are we almost ready? Daily Mail's coming in at 4. Be prepared. Be prepared. Nothing tastes better than prepared feels.
No, we're all set. I put the box up out front. No, not the postage mail. The Daily Mail. It's the party we're having tonight. I can't believe we signed up to open up a restaurant with these idiots.
And then Dicey is there working now. She got the job. And she's like, have you guys tasted the food? And they're like, yeah. So now James, back to James and Allie. Allie's like, is everyone going to this thing? And James is like, everyone you met in Mall, they all love you. They all think you're gorgeous. I don't think anyone's met anyone with hair as pretty as yours.
Did you talk to anyone? Who'd you talk to the most at the party? And she's like, Raquel. Oh, God. It's never a good conversation, is it? When the old girlfriend meets the new girlfriend. It's never like, oh, my God, he was so amazing. The sex was incredible. His cock was humongous. You know, how's life? It's more like, oh, what, you know, whatever. So then,
yeah, it's like, yeah, it's more like, you know, this Graham situation. It's like, Raquel never told me I can't see Graham until she saw you on my Graham, right? My Instagram. And I don't want to have to drive to Graham once a week and then talk to Raquel every time. Like, how's Peter's dick? Is it still saggy and hairy and old and gross and sad, gross, falling on the ground? He's old and ugly.
And now James is rage chomping on French fries. He's sticking them in his mouth. He's like, he's like, yeah, I'm like, I'm totally cool with Raquel right now. So she's like, he's like, I feel like Raquel's with Peter. It's like a bit freaky. And I was like a bit pissed off about it. But like now I'm over it. I am over it. Can't you tell by the way I'm eating these French fries in such a calm fashion?
I'm so happy. I'm so happy. And I'm so in love with you. I just want to shout from the head, from the rooftops. I'm in love. I'm in love. It's like potatoes flying out of his mouth. And she's like, please don't shout. And then she does her first diary room, and she's in like a negligee bustier, which means she fits right in. I mean, that is the golden. She's
overdressed,
outfit.
In fact. Overdressed, I would say.
It's like the Britney, the Lala. I think she's going to be good. Don't sleep on Allie, okay? I think Allie's going to be very good.
James would get upset about that if you slept on her.
So she's like, yeah, when James told me he was in love with me, I thought. Like, that was maybe a little quick. Like, I just wanted to make sure he really knew what he was saying, you know? It's like, has he even watched my show in Ohio?
And he's like, I mean, I can't put a timing on love. Like, no, like, not like, okay, I'm going to date someone for this long before I fall in love with him. Like, no, sorry, not sorry about it.
Sorry, not sorry about that. And he's like, don't spill on your dress. Don't. She's like, I can eat, James. I know how to eat. And he's like, but just don't get it on your dress. That's all I'm saying. Big, juicy burger, sexy burger. Let me eat it from your mouth.
Like, yeah, because she has like a little bit of like arugula sticking out. And he goes, so he tries to go in with his mouth. He's like, he has like a few like big like air balls of bites. She's like, and then he finally gets in there and he like bites it and then extracts the arugula from her mouth and then chomps on it. He's like, yeah, babe.
Yeah.
This is creepy.
Yeah, really
creepy
gross.
Arugula moment.
Yeah, it's like a modern Cape Fear moment. So then we go to Schwartz and Sandy's, and it looks pretty. We see like a little mini restaurant tour.
Yeah.
It looks really good. Mm-hmm. And they're in terrible smarmy suits, you know, like pink suits with like zebra print shirts under or whatever. But it's cute. Yeah. Like, I like the vibe of it. So then Raquel and Ariana, everybody's basically, it's a getting ready segment, right? So everybody's getting ready. And Ariana got something from Zara, but I haven't tried it on, so it might look like garbage.
Just so America is warned. And then Katie's trying to be excited. But, you know, this bar put a strain on our relationship. And, like, this bar is, like, more of a presence in my life without, like, me ever getting a say over it. And I'm trying to get excited. But then I remembered, I don't know how to be excited about things. Did you see my wedding? Just want to make sure you saw that. That was the most excited I ever was.
And they're playing over this, over all of this, a song that says, a man's got to do what a man's got to do. A man's got to do what. And I was like, what a sad song to play over Katie's like heartbreak, you know?
I know.
So then James comes and like, hey, James, we got a seat for your DJ stand. Don't worry, it's still a host stand. So where the busboys keep all the water pitchers. But now it's got two shamans for you to sit on. To call back to the Tom Tom opening.
Yep. And so people are arriving. There's a step and repeat. We see a flash of Brock who says, "Let's party." And that's all for Brock. They've really cut him down pretty much out of the show. And then Lala tells us, "Don't get me wrong. Schwartz is on my shit list, but I like Tom Sandoval." It's really hard doing the thing, by the way, Ronnie. My hat is off to you. "And I appreciate hard work. I am shocked that the place looks amazing. Okay. But like, let's be real. This is not the opening. Okay. This is a private party to celebrate. We're still not open." I'm like, well, so what are you opening these days?
Yeah. You just had people putting together office chairs for a company nobody even understands right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then Ken and LVP come. Glad to see Ken's with us, because honestly, that opening had me worried. I was like, where's Ken? Have they just embalmed Ken early? And like, does he just have an oxygen tube coming in through like a mummy costume or something at home? Because when it's just LVP alone and then you don't see Ken, that's foreboding.
Like he not only was he still with us, he looked great, and he looked lively great, and
carrying a purse.
He can still knock the spark right out of anyone.
Carrying a purse with a dog in it, presumably.
Yep. Wonderful. So LVP's like, "Oh, this looks great. So this is what design looks like when you come up with it on mushrooms. I mean, a lot of good music was created on mushrooms and acid. And apparently you can do it with restaurants too. A zinger." Get it?
So Schwartz is like, "All I want is for you to say I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Do you see? Magic!" So then Ariana and Katie are talking, and Ariana's like, "Are you like excited for this? Are you happy for this? Like, it's been a long time, right?" She goes, "Yeah, I mean, Katie, people are surprised that I'm here, but I'm like, come on, of course I'm going to be here. Wouldn't it totally be here to make this really happy night for Tom about myself? Of course I am. Duh!
If a rain cloud doesn't rain on happy things, then what's even the point of it being there in the first place?" So then James goes up to Lisa and he's like, "Hello, Lisa. You remember Ali, my beautiful girlfriend?" And she's like, "Oh, how are you, you adorable little pineapple?" And he's like, "I'm great. I'm absolutely great." It's like, "Oh, you know that Raquel's working here tonight, James."
It's like, "It's okay. It's all right. You know, what about her dating Peter, though? What do you think about that?" And she's like, "Oh, she is not." And Allie's like, "Yeah, they make out drunk." James goes, "Well, things lead to each other. One thing leads to another in these streets. Eh, Vanderpump?" And so Peter and Raquel, he's like, "So what do you want me to get you? I can get you something." She's like, "I guess some matcha vodka, but I can get it." "No, I'm going to get it. You stay here. I'm going to get your drink."
So she feels very awkward. And Sheena's like, she's like, "So Raquel, like, how does it feel that like James is here? Because like, even though like Ali's like really nice, it's like when he's here with like someone else, like no matter how sweet she is, it's like she's still dating your ex. Like, would she scoot over for you? I don't think so."
Yeah, it's like if that girl walked in with a glass bowl that said Ali's enchiladas. Like, I don't wish her enchiladas any ill will, but still, enchiladas are my thing, you know? So it's got to be, like, really hard for you. And Raquel's like, "Peter's getting me a drink." She goes, "Oh, okay. So when he comes over, I'm going to walk away and you tell him how you feel. Because."
Raquel's like, So then Lisa goes up to Peter. So this is the first time this has happened in the history of all of Bravo, including all the blow decks. She's like,
"True.
So, Peter, employee eater, you know how things always come to my ears? Then please don't read the double entendre into that right now, because this is a serious conversation. Does the name Raquel conjure up anything like a magician's trick would?"
He's like, "Well, we have gone out a couple of times and made out a couple of times, but that's it." And she's like, "Listen, Peter, this isn't 2012. You can't just shag your employees anymore, darling. I mean, those were the days, weren't it?"
"Listen, this isn't like it was 10 years ago. The Me Too movement has helped all of us evolve, except for people on Bravo and management and employee underneath the management and the employee underneath management. literally cannot be underneath the manager because of the power. You see what I did there? It was a little bit of word
magic.
Manager.
It was word magic.
Word magic. Magic words. Magic. Words of magic.
Because there's a power dynamic, darling. It's not like I could shag Andy Cohen. Sorry, Andy.
The producer goes, that doesn't work for many other reasons, too. Silence! I already made the joke. Don't do the joke on the joke.
So she's like, all right, we'll talk again soon. He goes, okay, love you. And she just walks off like, damn it.
Cock blocked by Lisa.
Yeah.
So then Ariana's
it's
hoping.
It's so sad, though, that he didn't even get to use that. Like, Raquel, I would love to keep seeing you, but I just, you know, it's not professional. Like, he could have gotten out of it, but he gets dumped before he can use it. I felt bad.
I know. So Raquel goes right up to Peter and goes, hey, so I just want to, like, talk to you real quickly for a second. I want to create a boundary. You can't pet Graham. Okay, also, I really, like, don't see a future for us. And I want to – first of all, I don't see a future for me in generally, so definitely not for us. So I want to cut things off before it gets too complicated. Do you agree? He's like, I agree.
I agree. Do you want some tuna tartare?
She's like, no, Peter. Okay, let's hug. And then she tells us, I was under the impression that he was way more into me than this. Now my feelings are hurt.
She goes, so they hug and she goes, I mean, you've always been there for like a shoulder for me to cry on and to consolidate me when things have been tough.
He goes, console you. I've been there to console you. She goes,
console and date me, I meant. And I appreciate that. Bye. See you at work, I guess.
Awkward. I'm sure she wishes she could consolidate that moment.
So now Schwartz and Sandy are talking, and this is Sheena and Schwartz, sorry. So Sheena comes up and she's like, I'm so proud of you. That sign is suck. It's a vibe. It's like a terrible vibe. Like, let's get you back onto my show because it's like been a couple of years since you've been on Sheena and Nannigans. And I'd love if we could talk about it because, like, I've been through divorce. You've been through divorce. There's like so many people in America who have been through divorce, but like, have they learned how to make enchiladas? Because that's like the most important thing about it. So you should like totally come on. Katie, you love it.
Nothing can go wrong, okay? So, yeah, so basically he's going to go on to shenanigans, which one thing I love is that anytime anyone participates in Sheena's content creation, there's always drama afterwards. Always. Music videos,
yeah.
Dance numbers. So now Sandoval delivers some espresso shots in chocolate shot glasses.
It's so like,
hello.
Cool.
Yes. If you had told me those existed, I would have been at Schwartz and Sandy's 2 months ago. Hello. I will be there. That's just all night long. Just give me chocolate espresso in chocolate cups. I am sold.
Hell yeah. So then we see LVP talking to Greg. Okay. God, Greg's a jerk. So LVP is like, what happened to your arm? It's in a sling, darling. And Greg's like, ah, motorcycle accident. Oh, I thought it was from strangling the charms. Ha, ha, ha.
And he goes, well, that would be both hands. Like, yeah, thanks. She didn't mean it seriously.
He goes, yeah, and I don't know how you do it. I mean, you try to get everyone on the same page. It's not just about buying drinks for people and shaking hands. And she goes, but that's where the strengths lie.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, well, I understand it was going to be a learning curve, but I didn't realize how much. I mean, they know nothing about the business. Greg basically wants to say to Lisa Vanderpump, what the fuck what are you doing over at your bar? They're not learning anything. Like, I think he wants to, like, both blame her and also vent to her, like, restaurateur to restaurateur.
Yeah,
and she's
he straight up does blame her. She's like, I think it must have gotten lost in communication. They literally don't know anything. They're stupid. They're cute and they're on a TV show. That's why you give them 5%. That's it.
Yeah. She literally says that. She's like what they should have done was just capitalize on their social media and their charm. That's what we did. They're a marketing arm, essentially.
Yeah, but then he goes, yeah, but it's like you raise teenagers and you send them out into the world and now I have to deal with them. And she goes, oh, darling, you adopted my children. Thank you.
He goes, can I give them back? She goes, it doesn't work like that. It was great. She just was like, nope, this is your problem, sir.
And he just threw him right under the bus, too.
He really did.
I'm like, don't you want people to come to your restaurant? I mean, come on, dude.
By the way, at this moment here, this is a real problem moment for me, because Allie says to James, a bunch of them sitting around, she goes, James, will you play some Shania? And Lala goes, Shania Twain? Please don't. Okay, Lala, you can remove yourself from Bravo right now. This is a gay-friendly network. How dare you?
I don't know. I'm offered to sing Shania Twain. I don't know why.
Enjoy that on Instagram comments, Ronnie. Enjoy that.
Hey, girls. I'll just be quiet.
Man, I feel like a hater tonight.
I feel like a woman.
Actually, you know what? I'm sorry. I will give Lala an out, because if she was responding to the fact that Jax and Brittany were, that their first dance was like, looks like we made it, then I will allow her to have some PTSD from Shania Twain PTSD from that wedding. So I am going to give that sliver of consideration.
Some post-traumatic Shania Twain.
Shania Twain.
Katie finally sits with Tom Schwartz, and so they're having an espresso shot. He's like, isn't that cool? That shot glass is made out of chocolate, Bubba. Remember when you used to like pour the chocolate on top of ice cream and then it would get hard, and then you would take it off and put it upside down, and then, you know, pour salad into it and eat your salad out of it like a bowl? It's like that. And she's like, yeah, it like has good vibes, I guess. He goes, wow, you could not have given me a better compliment, because no amount of success could replace being with my family when they needed me the most, or being with you.
Yeah, I felt like I got sucked into a parallel universe. And of course, I let myself get sucked into a parallel universe. Sorry, I'm just really still thinking about that magic shell situation there. It's kind of like our relationship, huh? Yeah, kind of like nice at first, but then brittle and fell apart really easily, and maybe not quite as great as it seemed to look. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, like this restaurant like broke us, like that magic shell broke that salad. So was it worth it? And he's like, don't say that. I don't know how to answer that. I just don't want you to feel like I chose this place over you. First of all, you did. Okay. And second of all, Katie, your marriage sucked way before this started.
Well, Katie's like, well, you chose a lot over me. You never chose me on any side in any argument, even when I was trying to have your back, and it made me think that you didn't like me, which I think is 100% true. And I my heart kind of breaks for her, because like he never chose her.
But she was purposely starting fights with Tom Sandoval to like get her way in there. And a part of that, like this is all last season stuff, but a part of that I was on her side with, because if they're married, that is half her money, so she would have a say. But it's like they're doing this new thing finally on their own, and she's inserting herself and fighting all the time, and then wanting him to choose her over his business partner. You know, it's like, I don't know, I can't. This couple has never been right. It is sad to see people break up and be sad. But even though I think Katie is the right one in this situation, I don't love her all the time, but this is so much better for her. I'm just so glad she's going to get a life away from this loser.
Oh, it's so much better. Yeah. So she said, she's like, you know, all the marital issues or problems that we've been having, it's like personified in this bar. Like this bar was the other woman in our marriage, and now I'm standing inside of her now. And the music is like, so she goes, you know, a lot of things I was choosing to ignore and act like it was okay, but it wasn't okay. And he's like, yeah, I'm trying to move forward and not beat myself up too much, but I'm self-aware. And then now he's crying, and he's like, I was watching The Notebook, and that scene with Gosling, and it's like pouring rain, and he's like, it was never over, and it's still not over. And I was like, maybe I should have had more of that. More Ryan Gosling in our marriage. I knew I should have bought that poster when I had the chance.
God, I really could have just been more like Ryan Gosling. And he's like, oh, but I'm so madly in love with this bar and this concept. And sometimes I ask myself, was it worth it? It's like, yeah, was it worth it? Katie, save it. It's his restaurant opening. Fucking A. Let him at least have his opening.
But also, like, you literally didn't even ask yourself that. Katie asked you that, and now you're co-opting Katie's question to yourself. She literally said, was it worth it?
He's answering it. He's answering it. He's like, yes. Like, he's even the fact that he has to question it is hilarious. He's like, sorry, I chose the restaurant over you. Hope you like your espresso shot. It's on the house, stupid.
And then he goes off and drives very quickly through the streets of LA. He's like, I just wanted more Ryan Gosling. Drive. So that was the end of the episode, and wow, it was great. So everyone, thanks so much for being here, for listening, and for watching. Hello, everyone. We are finishing out our week with some Real Housewives of Miami later this week, so take a look out for that one. And of course, go to watchcrappins.com to buy your tickets for either the virtual show or the in-person show for the Crappies. And of course, vote. Make your voice heard, okay? We'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Can't stop fanning over Tina Manning.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland you. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, la, la. Where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.